This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry, and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, on the line with Mark Wallach of Company of Thieves. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah, man, it's good to talk to you. Where are you at right now?
I'm in a van somewhere between New York State and Chicago. I have no idea.
All right, so you're in transit.
Yeah, we just played like 3 intense shows on the East Coast, and we're driving to Chicago all day today.
That's awesome, man. How do you feel about coming back home?
Oh, man, a lot of anticipation and excitement and energy. A little nerve-wracking, but very, very excited. I mean, it's going to be very nostalgic and emotional for us. You know, not only have we not been there in a while because we don't live there anymore, but to play these songs and with those kind of, you know, with those friends and supporters that are going to come out, it's going to be a trip.
Yeah, I mean, man, it's like, I don't need to tell you, but Company of Thieves, you know, Chicago, this is like where it all happened for you guys. You know, I remember the old blank CDs with handwritten lettering
totally.
That you guys would send the radio station and stuff that I worked at. So it's like, it's exciting to have Company of Thieves coming back home to Chicago.
Thank you, man. We couldn't be happier. Very excited.
So you're playing House of Blues on Friday, and then people are going to hear this on Friday, but you're playing House of Blues on Friday, September 22nd. Have you guys ever played that venue before?
We have, but we've never headlined our own show there. So it's, you know, that's one of my favorite rooms in the entire country, and definitely the best House of Blues. So, you know, we're honored to like have the stage be ours for that night and just host our show there.
Yeah, that's going to be great. When was the last Company of Thieves show in Chicago? When was the last time you guys actually performed here?
I think it had to have been like a street fest. It was like Taste of Lincoln, and we were kind of like already on the outs, and we had the show booked, so it was just like kind of a bittersweet ending show. I think that was it. So it's, you know, it's going to be a lot more fun this time around.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think it was like 2012, though, like fall of 2012, maybe.
I mean, that's so long ago.
I know.
That's nuts.
Wild. It's been a wild road.
Well, and I want to talk all about the reunion and everything that goes along with that and get that story. But I think it's interesting, you know, I got to talk to Genevieve at South by Southwest a year or two ago, and we talked about her solo work, but I haven't gotten to talk to you in a long time. Let's talk about what you've done since Company of Thieves kind of took a break, because you had a really busy couple of years.
Yeah, definitely.
You were playing bass for AWOL Nation. You played guitar for Julia Lewis. You had your own project called Spill. You know, how did those experiences impact you or challenge you after Company of Thieves?
Well, for a while, I was kind of laying low for a while because, you know, all the Company of Thieves stuff kind of like hit the fan after a while. I mean, you've known our band. We've been working hard from like day one, like since we were like
day one, yeah.
Old. Yeah, it's been, you know, a lot of ups and downs as life goes. And it kind of just hit the point where it's like, this either needs to just completely end or, you know, take a breather. And at the time, we didn't really know what it was. It was just like, we all need to part ways right now for a minute, you know, and take a breather and get a fresh perspective. And I just felt like, I wasn't like nurturing other needs that are important and, you know, finding a balance in life. It was basically just go, go, go with this one band all the time. And so I kind of like, I don't know, it was really weird. Most of my identity was like with the band. So when it ended, it was just like, I needed to like just cope with that for a while and find myself and figure out what my next step was. So I laid low in Chicago for a while. And then, you know, I always knew I wanted to make my way out west and move to Los Angeles and try to find more work and stay busy. And the second I did that, I was just so lucky. And, you know, I got a call from a friend that put a band together for Juliet Lewis and went on tour with KG Elephant and started playing guitar for Juliet. And it was, you know, I'm just so grateful that this band, Company of Thieves, has like allowed me to have so many more musical endeavors happen. You know, it's a dream. And to honor that gift, I just want to stay busy all the time, and I'm always just trying to hustle and find more work and make sure that my days are surrounded with making music. So that's after I took some time to lay low, it's just like on the go. You know?
Well, no, absolutely. And I was always, I was always stoked on my end just seeing, whenever I'd see that article about like, oh, Mark Wallace joining Company Thieves, I was like, right on, like, good for him. That's so cool. It's awesome. One of those things where you want to see the people you want to see
of
people
course.
Succeed.
Yeah, and we have like such a community in Chicago too. Like I know how that feels when I see things about other bands or other friends that are doing well, and you just kind of root for each other. It feels good to have a sense of community like that.
Absolutely. So the Company of Thieves reunion, I mean, this is a huge deal. It was announced in May of this year. But take us into that. Like, when did those plans start? How long has this been in the works?
It's been less than a year since we decided to actually do it. So it's really wild that we're, like, out here doing it right now. Basically, like, Genevieve and I were inseparable, since we were kids. So, like, we took some time apart, and she moved to Los Angeles before I did. And then I made my way out there. And then I want to say, like, maybe a year into moving to L.A., she started hitting me up to get together and have coffee. And we kind of just started, like, catching up and rebuilding a friendship, with no plans to make music necessarily at the time. But just kind of, like, start over how we did when we first met and just talk music and talk about our lives. And then we started going camping together with a group of friends, and it just became this thing where we're like, we realized how much we missed each other. And as much as I love being, in so many music projects, and I still play bass for AWOL and doing my own solo record, like, I think all of it is a lot better when it's grounded with something that really has a high sense of purpose. And that's this band has always been that thing. So now that I feel like we've gotten healthy in so many ways, it was like, oh, it just makes sense to, like, get back together and reach the potential that we feel like we never really got to yet,
Well, yeah, and it's like, especially, you brought up how, like, you've known each other, you and Genevieve, forever, and then you guys were in this band at a really early age, like, a young adulthood, and it's like, I've got to imagine that always felt like it was part of your identity, even when the band wasn't active, like, that was always ingrained in who you were.
Oh, totally. I mean, when I first moved to LA, one of my jobs is, like, I was, like, doing Uber and Lyft and driving around, and, like, people would get in the car sometimes in Los Angeles and be like, man, you look familiar. You're in a band. I'm like, yeah. Like, oh, you're Company Thieves. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm a cab driver right now, and I'm getting recognized for Company Thieves across the country. It's just so, it fucks with your ego, but it's really good. It's really,
right.
I needed that.
So that's incredible. And so you guys, you reconnected. You're making new music. Was there a plan? Is this a long-term thing? Is it a plan of, like, let's just kind of see what happens? Or, like, how deep did that go?
I mean, I think it's a little bit different this time around than when we first started. Instead of having, like, such specific vision and expectation, we're kind of, like, we're a lot more relaxed these days. So we're just trying to, like, basically just write new music and find our sound as a band and who we want to be today. And just be the best we can possibly be. And that's really all we're focused on right now. So we're going to, we've got all these songs that are like half finished. We want to keep writing new ones and take it one song at a time. And if there's an EP we feel good about, maybe we'll release it independently. Or, maybe we'll meet a good team of people and find a new manager. And maybe we'll pitch it to some labels and do a different deal. And so it's kind of like, we don't know what the plan is other than make the best music we can possibly make right now. And in hopes that we reach the potential we feel like we never really made, So it's hard to say. I mean, we have hopes that, let's do it. Let's do it, 100%. But before we, can make those plans, let's just focus on writing good music right now.
Well, and, man, you brought up, making new music and this new Company of Thieves song called Treasure, which first, I can't believe that it's been 6 years since new Company of Thieves music, but... sometimes the bands you like, they reunite, and I'll be honest, man, sometimes the music isn't that good, and you're like, well, I'm just happy to have them back. But, like, I listened to this song, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is really good. I listened to it, like, 4 times in a row the first time I heard it. I mean, it's really, really strong. So it really feels like that Company of Thieves magic is back. I mean, how did you guys feel about that song?
Definitely. we didn't know which song of ours was going to be finished in time to, like, help promote the tour. And that one just kind of fell into place at the right time, and we felt really strong about it. I feel like that's what I kind of mean about, like, honing in on what the strengths are of the band and trying to hit that potential that I know is always there, you know, and finding a sound. I think that song really does have that. Like, it's got, like, a rustic, organic, powerful thing, but it's also got, like, a really big pop sound to it. And I think it was really free making it. We just, like, kind of come over with no plan and kind of, like, do things differently. Instead of, like, me and Jen having a song fully written on acoustic guitar, it's more about, like, how do we feel today? Like, let's write a song right now. Like, what energy are we feeling right now? Let's like, honor that and be true to what we're feeling right now every step along the way. And I think one day we just felt like, I don't know, I'm feeling gritty right now. I want to do something, like, intense and dark. And I just picked up a baritone guitar and started playing that riff, and she started singing it, and it happened so fast.
That's awesome.
I just started producing the track around it a little bit, and then we took some time away from it, worked on other songs, kind of forgot about it, and then re-recorded a few times with some different ideas on how to do things, and but it came together pretty quick. It was just a lot more freer and looser and less stressful than our past recording experiences.
Were you apprehensive when, you know, the two of you first, you know, actually picked up instruments and really, like, hit the studio, and, like, was there that fear of, like, oh my God, what if we can't recapture it? What if we can't get back to what we had?
Oh no, never. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, not to sound egotistical or anything, but that is why we're so close. Like, we have, like, this similar fire, you know, as individuals. And when we come together, it's always just been really easy, you know, to just write a song that feels important and feels powerful. And that's what we missed over the years of not making music together. You know, I love what I've been doing separately, and Genevieve has too. And I love Genevieve's solo album so much too, but there's just something different when the two of us get together that just, like, knocks down doors, you know?
No, absolutely. And you guys have been doing the reunion dates all this month in September for, like, the last week or two or so. How have those been going?
Really well. I mean, it's been, like, it's so trippy to show up in some towns where we started touring as an independent band, and you see all these friends that come out that I haven't seen since we started, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I remember this person or that person. And it's just been, like, this, I don't know, this time warp. But it feels fresh and new at the same time. It's like we never left. And all the shows have been just packed and, like, so loud. Like, everyone's singing every word. And, you know, we played Philadelphia the other night, and it was completely packed wall to wall. And we came on for an encore, and I think we played the Fighter song, which is from our first album. And
oh, yeah. Dude, that song, like, yeah.
Yeah, and we played it just acoustic, and the whole room was screaming every word. And we just started laughing in the middle of the song. And Genevieve said, I can't believe you know this song. You know, like, it's just like we get really emotional, because I remember, like, writing the song on my studio apartment, you know, in Lakeview when I first met Jen. And, like, here we are 10 years later across the country, and there's a room of people who know the song. And it's still trippy to us.
No, it's incredible. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the acoustic thing. That was going to be something I asked about. I read an interview, you know, when I was kind of reading up on my prep to chat with you, and I read an interview you did with another outlet, and, you know, you mentioned there might be an acoustic tour or some acoustic dates in the future, and that instantly brought me back to, and I want to see if you remember this performance, because I know you guys did so many nights, but there was a night where you and Genevieve did this little, and it might have just been, like, even kind of unannounced, but, like, last minute small little show at this venue up at Addison and Halsa that is not there anymore, called Lakeview Broadcasting Company. And you guys just did, like, I don't know, maybe like 5 or 7 or 8 acoustic songs. And it was, like, so crazy good. And it was so intimate and so cool. And, like, so when I saw that, I was like, I was so excited at the prospect of you guys doing more acoustic material, because I think that a company as Thieves is a band where the acoustic side is just as strong as the electric side.
Totally. I think Genevieve and I, like, you know, we're huge fans of really intense spectacles of songs and shows, and then the complete polar opposite. Like, so it's really hard to just do one or the other all the time. And in 2013, we went out on an acoustic tour, and it was such a different experience from what we're used to. It was just like very relaxed, and it felt like we were hanging out at a house party in a living room singing songs with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we had such a good time doing that we definitely want to make that a part of our whole touring career and do it every once in a while. And that's how we started, too. We did, like, open mics at Uncommon Ground on Clark and Grace in Chicago.
Yeah,
you know, and
right by the metro.
Yeah, totally. And it's just fun to play songs on how we wrote a lot of them, you know, just, like, completely stripped down, and people could see it that naked and intimate.
So, you know, you're playing House of Blues, you know, again, when people hear this podcast, it'll be Friday. So you're playing House of Blues tonight, Friday the 22nd of September. You got a few more dates after that. Like, what else is on deck for you guys? Like, is there more music that's dropping? It sounds like you've got more in the works.
Yeah, not any plans for anything dropping just yet. We want to, like, really take some time to find out who we are right now and what we're trying to achieve and finish writing these songs. We want to collaborate with some more producers. I mean, we got to collaborate with Mark Needham on Treasure. He mixed Treasure. And, you know, he mixed The Killers' first record and a lot of Fleetwood Mac. And he's just a killer mixer. So, if you know, being in L.A. is great because you're exposed to so many people like that. So we want to keep, like, taking our time experimenting and finding a sound and writing songs and then bringing it to people like that to help really bring it out and make it 100%.
That's awesome, man. I'm so excited that Company of Thieves is active again, man. It's great to see that happening. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Genevieve. You know, I've known you guys since the Q101 days. And it's, you know, when you see people that you really genuinely like, you know, thriving and really happy and succeeding and doing what they're best at, like, it's just a good feeling, man. So I'm really glad to see you guys back in the game.
Oh, man, that means the world to us. I mean, it's overwhelming, you know, that this many years later, there's just been so much love and support still. So, like, you know, I hope people know how much that means to us because that's the only reason why we're able to be out here right now.
No, for sure, man. Give my best to Genevieve. House of Blues tonight in Chicago on the 22nd. Mark Wallach, Company of Thieves, man. Welcome back. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.